Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily, engage in whatever we are asked to do. Discipline yourself to make it the first thing as you wake up. After receiving this audio ministration, go to or join us on Turning Point Prayer Hub to secure the day spiritually and prophetically. Via our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok platforms. 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. TPGM members and listeners abroad in a different timeline zone. If you can wake up and join us real time, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, excellent. Do so. But if you cannot, then whenever you wake up where you are, listen first to this audio Turning Point. Engage in whatever faith prophetic action we are led to take for the day. Then visit our YouTube and Facebook to secure the day on Prayer Hub. Then all listeners that have subscribed to our YouTube and Facebook, listen to our daily radio broadcast uploaded on our YouTube and Facebook on a daily basis. So you have three ministrations daily. First, on your phone as you are doing now. Then the daily Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7. Then the radio ministrations. If you are consistent enough, there will be a total transformation. March 23 celebrant. And let me include Thursday, March 19 celebrant. Also, it escaped me and somebody called my attention to it. Prayer is never late. Both of you open your hand. Your bad day is blessed. Your new age is blessed. Blessed is the womb that incubated you and the seed that produced you. You will live long and live well. Happy birthday. Right, listeners? Welcome to 21 Days Journey into Practical, Biblical, Incisive, and Applicable to Life Teachings using questions and life situations that members are sending in from all over the world. Don't suffer in silence. Send your questions or your life situation. We will receive, give you counsel, and also pray for you. Resend the one you sent before that time did not allow us to treat. Listeners, don't take offense that your question or your testimonies have not been treated. Our major constraint here is time. But the good thing is that we are blessed by the ones we are able to share. And Turning Point is not stopping. Turning Point is 36 years old, starting from Radio BCOS in 1989, even before the advent of the social media platform. Don't be discouraged. Keep sending and resending. We will teach them. Testimonies that could not be shared, save them and resend them after the teaching weeks. First issue today. Daddy, my heart is aching as I'm writing this. My first marriage of so many years with three children collapsed while in the UK. I came home, remarried, that collapsed as well. Got married again. Later discovered an HIV drugs in our wardrobe. That case was treated here 2023. And that led to our separation as well. Thank God I did not contract the disease. I'm getting so much worried now at 60 because my last relationship equally ended up unexpectedly. This week, the lady in question, already living with me, just decided to end it, claiming I am a narcissist. Daddy, I know I am not. But could it be that I am not destined to marry? Could it be a curse or a battle in my life? I'm really confused and unhappy with myself. What is your advice for me, sir? Worried man. Wow. He signed up by saying worried man. There are many people listening to me now that are equally worried on so many other issues about their lives. I really feel for you. No, it is not that you are not destined to marry. Neither is that you are under a curse. You have counted four women now. The foundation of your repeated crisis is ignorance. Ignorance of your own identity, who you really are, and what you want for yourself in life. Ignorance of what marriage is and the kind of a woman that your type of a person should share your life with. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13 corroborated it by saying, my people are held up in captivity for the same reason, ignorance. Have there been a teacher in your life, early in life, a marriage counselor, or a mentor. Had there been a platform of knowledge such as this, you will not run into those hiccups maritally. Many people married wrongly for the same reason. People should marry only the person with whom they share the same vision, same mission, same value, same passion, and same faith. Amos chapter 3 verse 3 says, "Can two walk together except they are in agreement? You picked on those women blindly. You yourself did not know who you are. So you cannot choose the right person for the life journey in marriage." All singles, listen to me. Marry only your friend. And I am not blaming you. I only blame your ignorance. As to what to do. Well, 60. Well, if the first thing I will advise is that you give your life to Christ properly and be in a church where you can grow in the knowledge of the Word of God. It is a good thing that you are a TPJ member, so be well connected. So receive teachings and apply them in different areas of life as we bring them here. Should you want a relationship again, follow what I have just shared with you now. Passion, same value, same faith, and in all ways, someone is for you. If reconciliation is possible with any of them that left, well and good. If not, there will be someone for you. Prayerfully look for that. Listeners, connect anyone you know to this platform, beginning from your children and your family members. It is better to get life right from the beginning, ab initio, than damage control when wrong things have already been done. Next, good morning, Daddy. A man of God told a Christian to add honey into water, to take bath for 7 days, and pray with local egg or any other egg for that matter for 3 days, after which he should hit the egg on the ground and all problems will be over. What is your advice, sir? Wow. My advice is that that Christian concerned should run for his dear life. Why? It is true that we can take some faith action in prayers, like many ones that we do here. All faith-provoking actions must be Bible-based, Bible-connected, and explainable. Honey on our tongue to pray. Water connected to healing can be biblically explained. Jesus Christ is the water of life. Honey for sweetness and even for health. But praying with local egg, hitting them on the ground, and all problems will disappear is 419. It's fake. If that Christian agrees, then it will take him to deeper deceptions until that person is totally hypnotized. Christians should not be involved in whatever cannot be biblically explained. Problem gets solved only when you pray, but not just prayer, but doing the right thing. Problem don't get solved by magic. Next, sir, is it biblical for a mother or an elder sister to inherit her daughter's money, or for elder sister to inherit her younger sister's money? Thank you, sir, for your clarification. Wow, no. There is no part of the Bible that says so. In the unfortunate incident of a daughter or a younger sister dying and leaving money behind, this is an unfortunate situation, as I have said. Such money should be used for the benefit of the family members left behind, if that late daughter is not yet married. If the money is substantial, a foundation can be established in her memory to extend her values. May we not know our children's graves. Listeners, I have different opinion or something to add, please send it. Rebroadcast it to all on your contact. Do so daily. TPGF members and listeners in United Kingdom, TPGF UK conference is coming up in June 19 to 20, Friday evening and Saturday morning in the city of Manchester. Please mark your diary. For registration and further information, send a chat to 074-111-28401 or 079-178-97088. TPGF members in Nigeria and other parts of the world, with your loved ones in UK, encourage them and, in fact, mobilize them to attend this 2-day conference in UK, June 19 and 20, in the city of Manchester. We are registering new members to TPGF worldwide, and old members that are no longer receiving their turning point, same procedure. Save this number on your WhatsApp line, +234-815-844-888. Then send a simple WhatsApp message, or please register me to that same number you just saved up. Procedure for registration will be sent to you. Follow that procedure, you'll be registered or re-registered and start receiving your turning point daily. We should not compromise our tithe, personal and corporate tithing, also our battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 333, even the seed of 5K, sacrifice for our business expansion and growth. Do as God lays in your heart. You will have awesome testimonies. I pray for you every day as you receive the alert of your tithe and other seed. You will keep growing. You will keep expanding. The power of God will back you up. The commission and the anointing upon this commission will be working for you. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I love you. Have a great day.